Hello and welcome to Discovering the Jewish Jesus with Rabbi Schneider. I'm Dustin Roberts, and today we're going to look at Yeshua HaMashiach's preeminence. You know, we live in a beautiful world, and every single one of us was born to worship. Sadly, we often make the mistake of worshiping creation instead of our Creator. So how do we bring our focus back to where it belongs? Well, that's the question Rabbi addresses in today's message. And if you'd like to take some notes on what we're studying, be sure to download Rabbi's study guide for this message. It's titled, How is Jesus God? And you'll find it online at discoveringthejewishjesus.com. And right now, let's get started.
I am really excited about this portion of Scripture. Let's get right into it now in the first chapter of the book of Colossians, verse number 15. Now, before I read, though, verse 15, I want you to know that Paul intros this section by talking about what Yeshua HaMashiach has done for us. So listen to the Word of God as I begin in verse 15. It says that He, speaking of this one that rescued you and I from darkness and brought us into His marvelous light and into the kingdom of God, that this one that did this, that we call Jesus, that we call Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah, Yeshua the Messiah in Hebrew, this is who He is. Paul says, He is the image of the invisible God and the firstborn of all creation. So we have two separate statements there speaking to us of the identity of this one that we call Yeshua. Now, before we get into either of these statements, that He's the image of the invisible God or that He's the firstborn of all creation, I want to challenge you, as I've been challenging you on previous broadcasts, to begin to think of Jesus as someone that is beyond human. Many people, when they think of Jesus, the first thing they think of is an image that they have of somebody on the cross that they call Jesus. Let me say to you, first of all, Jesus isn't on the cross anymore. Secondly, the image that you have of Jesus isn't the actual person that He was, because we don't know what He looked like physically. And thirdly, He is beyond an image. This is why Jesus told us, meaning something that we can fathom. What I'm saying is, the Lord told Israel not to create any graven images in His likeness. God is beyond our capacity to contain. Jesus is beyond our capacity to contain. He's bigger than we can know. He is unending life. He is unlimited life. He has no beginning. And He has no end. So how can we confine Him to an image of a human being on a cross? Don't misunderstand me. God took upon flesh and blood. He walked upon the earth. He was crucified on that cross on our behalf. In English, we call that one Jesus. In Hebrew, Yeshua. But He's bigger than the body. He's bigger than the physical form. He's God. And I want to encourage you to begin to start thinking about Him in a bigger way. Because unless you do, your level of spirituality is going to remain bound and trapped at an earthly level. We're not called to worship images. We're called to worship an unseen, living God that has no beginning and has no end. So let's begin. Verse 15, He is the image of the invisible God. In other words, God who is invisible came to earth and showed us what He looked like through the incarnation of Yeshua. We saw the heart of God, that God has a heart of love. We saw the heart of God, that He has the heart of a father. We saw the heart of God, that His will is to take care of you and I. We saw the compassion of God as Jesus, as Yeshua, was moved with compassion and healed the sick. We saw the righteousness of God, even the righteous anger of God, when Jesus overthrew the money changers in the temple. Yet even beyond everything we read about in the Gospels, He's more than that. Jesus said to His disciples, I have many more things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. Yeshua is bigger than we know. So don't keep your thought of him confined to something that you can hold in your mind, because he's bigger than your mind. He is the image of the, get it now, invisible God. Jesus said, believe in God, believe also in me. I want you to hear me. The God that you and I worship is spirit. He's an invisible God. And we need to stop, as I've been teaching, seeing things in the natural, recognizing that behind everything that's natural is the supernatural. Everything that we see with our eyes, everything that's been made, has been made by the invisible God. And so our call is to move beyond the natural into the realm of spirit. We can receive from God through the natural. For example, to be in the woods alone, to be in the forest, to absorb God's beauty in his creation is an awesome thing. And God can use creation to transmit, to impart his beauty to us. I was recently in a place where it was all so lush, it was so green, big boulders, raging rivers, alone in the forest. What a place to commune with God and to receive his beauty into our spirit. And yet we're called not to worship creation, but to worship the God that's behind the creation. That God, the Creator, is the one that is showing his beauty through creation. Many have made the mistake, they've made the woods their God. They worship nature. But nature isn't made to be worshiped, it's just the image of the invisible God. And so Jesus took upon flesh and blood to reveal God to us. Once again, verse 15, he is the image of the invisible God, and he is, get this now, the firstborn of all creation. Now, when we say firstborn, we're not saying that Jesus is a created being, because Yeshua, speaking of the Son of God now, God's Son has been in the bosom, we read in the scriptures, from the beginning. In other words, concerning Yeshua, it says, in the beginning was the Word, the Gospel of John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, now get it, and the Word was God. In him was life, and that life was the light of men. And all things came into being through him, and by him nothing that's come into being has come into being. And then the scripture says in the 14th verse of John 1 there, that this Word, this one that has been in the bosom of the Father from the beginning, this one whom everything has been created through, listen now, he came to earth, took upon flesh and blood, and became visible for us. But understand that the Word existed before the physical Jesus was manifest, because the Word has always been. He's always been in the bosom of the Father. And then there was a point in time, the scripture says, at the fullness of time, God manifested himself by coming to earth in the Word and clothing himself in humanity, and we call him Yeshua HaMashiach, or Jesus the Messiah, or the Anointed One. So he's not created. When the Lord says here, he's the firstborn of all creation, it doesn't mean he's a created. It just simply means he has preeminence over all creation, because everything, the scripture says, was created through him and by him.
You're listening to Discovering the Jewish Jesus, and Rabbi will be right back. If you're looking to better equip yourself in your study, pursuit, and growth in Jesus the Messiah, be sure to go online and explore our treasury of Messianic content. You'll find Messianic teaching tools and videos, information about God's seven annual feasts, the Hebrew names, titles of God, and so much more. This content is ready and available for you today online at discoveringthejewishjesus.com. Just as this program has been a blessing to you, you can multiply the blessing with others. It's simple when you become a monthly partner. Give a financial gift of any amount today, or set up your monthly automated gift by calling this number, 800-777-7835. That's 800-777-7835. 1-800-273-8835. Or you can visit discoveringthejewishjesus.com when you give your equipping others for Jesus' return. And now, here is Rabbi Schneider.
So we're getting a sense here of who is this one that died on the cross for us. Look in verse number 13. Speaking of this one that died on the cross for us, thinking of Yeshua of Nazareth, for he rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. But this one, beloved, that saved us, this one that we worship, he's bigger than flesh and blood. He existed before flesh and blood. He existed before humankind. He merely became flesh and blood at a point in time to rescue us and to save us. It's God, the invisible God himself that saved you and I. It's the invisible God that loves you and I. It's the invisible God that made himself manifest in physical form in space and time to save you and I, to redeem us, and to bring us to himself. Do you see what I'm saying? Jesus is bigger than you and I know. He's not just a person that died on the cross that, you know, that we claim to be. He really is the one that existed before time and then came and took upon flesh and blood so he could become like us, the innocent one in human form, dying for our sin. Let's continue on. Verse number 16. For by him, by God, by the Word, who's been with God from the beginning, who's in his bosom, by him, all things were created, both in heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. Now, I want you to get this once again, because many people, when they worship Jesus, when they think about Jesus, they have an image in their mind, and they have an image of this person on the cross. Or they have a picture in their house of a face that they call Jesus. And I'm trying to help you to understand that you need to get beyond the images, because the one that saved you is God himself, through whom all things have been created. God himself, once again, to restate myself, the invisible God that existed before time, at a point in time, at the fullness of time, he came to earth and then took upon flesh and blood. He clothed himself in a human body to die on the cross for you and I, to save us. But the one that you worship, beloved, is beyond a human being. He's God himself. Listen to what Paul says once again here. For by him, verse 16, all things were created. Who is he talking about here when he says, for by him? He's talking about the same one he talked about in verse 13. For he rescued us from the domain of darkness. He's talking about Yeshua. And what does he say once again? By him all things were created, both in the heavens and on the earth, visible and invisible. Now listen to that scripture that I just read, and I'm going to compare it now to the Gospel of John, chapter number 1, as we listen to what John said concerning Yeshua in a very similar way. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. So we're talking about, listen, before God took upon flesh and blood, the Word was. Before God became humanity through the person of Yeshua, the Word was. And who is the Word? The Word is the one that died on the cross for your sins. Listen again. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came into being through him, and apart from him, nothing came into being that has come into being. And then in verse 14, he says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we saw his glory. Glory is the only begotten from the Father. Now you compare that to what Paul is saying here. We just read what John said, and now we compare that to what Paul said. For by him all things were created, both in the heavens and on the earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. We're talking, beloved, about God. God Himself is filling all things. God Himself is our Redeemer. In the Old Testament, in the Tanakh, the Lord said, I am your Savior, and there is no other. I want you to lift your perspective of who Yeshua is. I want you to begin to think of Him in the Spirit and not just in the flesh. Yes, He can identify with you in your humanity because He clothed Himself in flesh and blood, walked upon the earth for approximately 33 years, was tempted with the things that we're tempted with. He understands humankind because He lived as one of us, but He is beyond being human. He is God. Yeshua HaMashiach is God who clothed Himself in the flesh for you. And you and I need to begin to think out of the box that we've been thinking in. We've been called to a spiritual walk. We don't walk, beloved, according to flesh and blood. Our fight, Paul told us, is not a fight of flesh and blood. We warfare in the Spirit, Paul tells us in his letter. That we take down principalities and powers and forces of darkness by spiritual weapons of power. We need to get out of this life that we're leading where we're so connected with what we see with our eyes that we're bound to materialism and to the material world. We need to separate ourselves and create space around our life where we're alone with God, that we can receive the revelation that we need to truly think spiritual, because Jesus said, those that worship will worship in spirit and in truth. And we need the spirit revelation to comprehend the depths and the mysteries of our walk with God, of our relationship, and of our calling. Beloved, we're just beginning to plunge the depths. We've been called to walk in the Spirit. I want you to hear today. God wants to bring you to a place that you haven't yet been, where you have not yet gone. I want you to hear me today, beloved. Eye is not seen, and ear is not heard, the things that God has prepared for you. I want to pray for you right now. Father God, in Yeshua's name, I ask you to give us a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of you. Father, open up our heart to see Yeshua as He really is, to see you, to understand that we live in a spiritual world. Father, deliver us from seeing with the eyes of the flesh, and give us, Father, the eyes and the heart of your Spirit, for it's in your name and for your glory that we pray.
Amen. This is Discovering the Jewish Jesus, and you're listening to the Bible teaching of Rabbi Schneider. Well, Rabbi explained today why God can't be contained, but that doesn't mean He's far away from us. On the contrary, God wants a deep and an intimate relationship with you right here, right now. So if you'd like to learn more about who God is, please visit us online at discoveringthejewishjesus.com. We have a variety of resources to help you reconnect with the limitless power and presence of Jesus. And then if you're feeling led to partner with us in prayer, won't you please connect with us today online, or you can write to us at Discovering the Jewish Jesus, P.O. Box 777, Blissfield, Michigan 49228. Now, back to Rabbi.
In the book of Galatians, chapter 6, verse 9, we read this. Grow not weary in doing good, for in due time you're going to reap a harvest or reap a reward. Now, I want you to think about this. When the Holy Spirit gave us that word, He wants to apply it to every area of our lives. Sometimes we apply that word to some area of our lives, but sometimes we don't apply that word to our finances. I want to speak to you that are listening right now. Let's continue to put God first and honor Him with our finances. Let's continue to sow our financial resources into the kingdom so that God's word can be spread to the ends of the earth.
There are several easy and convenient ways that you can give to support the ministry. First, you can automate your gift by becoming a monthly partner, and we've made signing up quick and easy when you visit us at discoveringthejewishjesus.com. Or if you've got your phone handy, Text in your donation to us by typing the keyword rabbi to the number 45777. That's R-A-B-B-I to the number 45777. And then finally, don't forget that you can give a gift right from your iPad or smartphone through the Rabbi Schneider mobile app. Just navigate to the home screen and click the donate button in the middle of the screen. The mobile app also has a variety of resources and tools available, like our daily devotional, Rabbi's articles, and links to all our social media platforms, such as YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And then don't forget that you can listen to any message you may have missed by subscribing to our new podcast from the mobile app or by downloading it on your favorite podcasting platform. You know, we've learned today about the preeminence of Jesus and how he is God made manifest on earth. But Jesus didn't come here just because. He came because God has some special appointments on his calendar, what we know as the biblical feast days, and he wants to meet with us. Shavuot is one of the three times a year that God commanded the men of Israel to meet with him and to give back. And if you'd like to learn more, please visit us at discoveringthejewishjesus.com and click on the Messianic content link on our homepage. And now, before we close today's program, we wanted to share a special message from Rabbi's wife, Cynthia.
Shalom. I just want to share a word with you and thank you for tuning in. You know, you have chosen a good thing. You have chosen to put aside the concerns of the world, the hurriedness, all the urgencies that are going on in your life right now, to sit down and tune in to hear from the Lord. And you have chosen a good thing. The word of the Lord tells us in Philippians 4:8, that whatsoever is honorable, what's right, true, pure, holy, commendable, excellent, worthy of praise, these things are what we are to think on. And you have chosen a good thing. So I know that the Holy Spirit will breathe himself into your heart and into your soul as you listen to the Lord through this program, through the Word of God. You know, in Luke 10:42, we see the scripture there where Mary and Martha were working, and the Lord said, one thing is necessary, and it was what Mary chose. She chose to sit down, put the worries of the world to the side, and worship the Lord and receive from the Lord. And in this place, she has chosen the good part. Today, you have chosen the good part to seek the Lord, and we just thank you for seeking him through discovering the Jewish Jesus today.
Thank you so much, Cynthia. We truly appreciate you. And Father God, help us to always choose the good part. Now here is Rabbi Schneider to finish today's program with the Aaronic blessing.
In the book of Numbers, chapter 6, the Lord gave instructions to Moses and Aaron to speak this blessing over his people. And the Lord said, when you speak these words over my people, I will place my name on them and bless them. Receive the impartation of the Lord's blessings.
Yavarechech Yahweh Vayishmarecha Ya'er Yahweh Panav Elecha V'hunecha Yisa Yahweh P'nav Elecha Ve'asem Lecha
bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift you up by his countenance, and the Lord give you, beloved one, his peace. God bless you and shalom.
I'm your host, Dustin Roberts, and Discovering the Jewish Jesus is a production of Shalom Ministries. Join us again next time when Rabbi Schneider discusses Yeshua HaMashiach's preeminence. Learn more about finding divine satisfaction Thursday on Discovering the Jewish Jesus.